Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm looking at this thing we've got going on with the Odyssey app today. And I have questions. Hoping you guys have some answers for me. So, first of all, the Odyssey app. Our company's name is Odyssey. Odyssey owns radio stations all across the country, and Alice is one of them. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It is very important to us that you get this app and get with the program here. Please, get the app. So much stuff is happening with our Odyssey app now that we really want you to be a part of. You can listen to our show live. You can get all of our podcasts. There are all kinds of special features on the Odyssey app. Again, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. You get that wherever apps are sold. It's actually free. Get it in the App Store or Google Play. It's sold for free, yeah.
I love that.
So, right now, if you are a Taylor Swift fan, and I know you are, like, you can't hide it. Don't fight it, and don't try to hide it. Taylor fans, alert, Taylor alert, Taylor alert. Download the free Odyssey app. Or you can, if you want to check this out, you can head to odyssey.com/Tay All Day.
Tay All Day?
Tay All Day. Tune in all week on the Odyssey app for the Tay All Day streaming experience. It includes custom content you can't get anywhere else from Taylor herself. And then make sure that you're tuned in. Now, this says April 19th at 12 a.m. Eastern time. So that's midnight on April 19th. That might be 9 p.m. our time.
That's correct.
On the 18th. So 9 p.m. On Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So I just, like, let's put that into what we're saying here, since I don't want to have to adjust this every time for the Pacific Coast listeners.
East Coast time, right, yeah.
So if it's, because her new record is coming out on Friday. So there is a special that's going to be airing on Odyssey. It's called For a Meeting of the Tortured Poets Department. It's the Meeting of the Tortured Poets Department album release special. And it's hosted by someone named Brew. B-R-U. Brew. So, more questions of that. Now, I am hearing myself doubled.
It's Alex's mic on his his Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex, we need to.
There you go.
All right. Phew. I was like, what have I done wrong now? What have I ruined now?
We love you, Alex.
Yes, Alex, one of the heroes. No, two thumbs up. No thumbs down. Two thumbs up.
Three thumbs up.
All right. So here we go. One more time. Get the free Odyssey app. Check out Tay All Day. This whole, just be listening. You love Taylor. Odyssey has Taylor like nobody else. The app is free. We want you to listen to us on the Odyssey app. It's reliable. It's dependable. It's a nice, clean signal. Please, Odyssey. Make the leap. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
R-A-D-I-O.
R-A-D-I-O. That part's not, it's just Odyssey.
Right.
It's fine. Don't make it more complicated than it already is.
Sorry about
that. It's all good.
RadioAlice.com.
That's
all
right.
All the info. Check it
okay,
out.
Okay, listen. Over the weekend, there was this whole rumor going around. Now, O.J. Simpson died last week. See you later.
Oh, no.
That guy. So, and look, as bad as people are, or can be, there are people who love them to his family. I'm sorry for your loss. I don't know what the temperature is over there at the Simpson house, but I feel for the family of someone who has committed such heinous acts and brought dishonor to their family. So the rumor was that he had made a deathbed confession. That was going around. People were, I saw it in five different places. Alerts saying, oh my God, deathbed. So as you look deeper into this, TMZ is saying they are confirming no deathbed confession about, quote, the L.A. thing. That's what they call it.
I believe.
In The Simpsons.
I would have put a lot of money down. There's no way that guy made any kind of confession. I wouldn't have believed that for one second.
Yeah, it's, if it hadn't been everywhere, I would have also been like, there's no way he did that. However, it wouldn't be unheard of. They call it a deathbed confession for a reason. I suppose if you knew the time was nigh and you were just like, yeah, just so you guys know, I'm off to hell or wherever I'm going. I don't think this changes anything.
He's not a person who seemed to be carrying a lot of grief.
Or guilt.
Or guilt. And he's someone who ever showed any kind like, he's a dude who wrote a book, If I Did It.
Here's what I did.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just, it's, everything seemed to be uglier as time went along. There was never a point where you went, even remotely went, that's too bad that that went down in their lives because everybody's, you know what I mean? There was never a moment where I felt anything other than, ew.
Ew is right. I felt like his kids were little when that happened.
Yeah.
And he killed their mother. And it was, I feel for them. Like, their lives are so subject to his bad behavior. There's nowhere that, I can't think of the boy's name, but I think it's in the girl, Sydney. Like, there's nowhere that they can go where they're not that guy's kids.
Well, I want to believe that they've been able to build their own lives and live on without, they didn't do it, and whatever it is you decide to do with your life, you build the people around you that accept you and treat you well, and you hope that they've got that kind of friendship and family around them. But
yeah, you do. You're right.
I don't wish anything on anybody, really. I have nothing good to say about O.J. Simpson, but I'm not interested in damning him. Good riddance. If that's damning, okay. But I have no loss for the planet, for sure.
So TMZ's roundup says here, O.J. Simpson spoke to many close friends and family members in his last days. He did not make any confessions about the murders before succumbing to cancer. People were speculating about this. It became it was a well-fueled rumor, as one person would say one thing, somebody else would have to, you know how the internet works, I don't need to explain it to you. So there's some source with direct knowledge that tells us it's just a rumor, whoever TMZ dug out of the woodwork. The TMZ asked, did anything like that happen? And the source said, that is totally false. They said, unless being thirsty and asking for water is a confession or wanting to watch the golf tournament, nothing about the L.A. thing, L.A. thing being that's what they refer to it as, came up or was even thought about. That is the 1994 double murder of Nicole and Ron. He stood trial. He was found not guilty. Later was held liable in the civil case. Now holds the Goldman family over $100 million. I think the original judgment was like $33 million or something, and just with fees and interest and et cetera, like basically his whole estate. I'm sure they're going to try and get a piece of that. About 30 people, close friends and family members, made the trek to his home in Nevada last week to say their goodbyes. Everyone had to sign NDAs. No one was allowed to bring phones into the master bedroom where he was under hospice care. The primary bedroom. His children and grandchildren, Sydney and Justin, those were the two kids with Nicole. They were by his side when he died on Wednesday. He had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, was in and out of the hospital the last 6 months, went home a couple weeks ago. So there's that. The rumors are grossly exaggerated that he made any kind of confession. Now this next story. I do remember hearing about this. I forgot about it, though. And it is a fascinating. It's not every day you hear about PCP or angel dust.
No, it's not.
As it's sometimes called. And maybe you'll also have this will ring a bell for you. Here's the headline of the story. Canadian police ordered to release more information about the infamous Titanic PCP chowder incident.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, apparently, about 50 people on the Titanic cast and crew got dosed with PCP. Somebody put PCP into some clam chowder that was being served. This happened. This is true. I mean, it's gone to legendary status by people who still are looking into this because I had completely forgotten about this.
You've heard this story.
I've absolutely heard this story. In fact, it got squashed. Like, there were police reports. Like, this was reported. Like, Bill Paxton has talked about it. James Cameron has talked about it. But they've given their accounts of it. But apparently there's more information, including possibly who actually did this, because that was never determined. Not officially, anyway. So, this is a weird story. They call it the Titanic PCP chowder incident, a real event that happened during filming on the future blockbuster in August of 1996.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
You're saying the crew, the filming crew.
The crew, cast and crew. Cast as well.
The way you've told this story so far, I thought someone spiked the soup on the actual Titanic.
Yeah, me too.
And the people on the boat were all tripping on PCP.
I'm so sorry.
That's probably how they crashed.
That would actually be better for them. That would have been at least you're whacked out of your mind. Well, I said Bill Paxton. It happened to Bill Paxton and
I don't know.
You guys, you're not listening.
You said their accounts. They've talked about it.
Yeah, but I said it happened to them. All right.
I was thinking, wow, they had like PCP around the early 1900s?
Oh, I don't know
either, but I was definitely holding back that. I don't buy this for a second. Okay.
Okay.
The crew
yes.
on the film set of the movie
in
Titanic.
In 1996, when they were filming Titanic.
Okay.
At least 50 cast and crew members, including Bill Paxton and James Cameron, were dosed with angel dust that somebody dumped into the soup they were all sharing. You know, craft services. The story has been told by a ton of people who experienced this. Bill Paxton has passed, so rest in peace. But he was making the talk show rounds, and it was it has everything you want in a great story. Like, there's James Cameron trying to make himself throw up to get the drug out of his system. Bill Paxton riding out the high by going back to his trailer and drinking a case of beer. Except this one, there is a ton of evidence and police reports. Like, 50 people were dosed with this stuff, and they never named the culprit. So now, many years later, I mean, we're pushing 30 years after this incident happened.
Chowder's the last thing I'd go for at a
buffet.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Soup always needs to be kept at a really specific temperature, as it is.
Well, if I saw clam chowder, I'd be like, oh, yeah, give me some.
And then anything with like a milky dairy base, like, no thanks.
Delicious.
Mm. What? Yum.
Well, maybe they trusted the caterers.
Well, that you would expect that you're able to do that. And who the heck wastes their angel dust spiking a party of people?
I know. Oh, my God. And to think.
Well, Hollywood celebrities, you know, they have money.
Oh, you think it was like, well, they are trying to get to the bottom of this now. I mean, people have clearly been interested in the PCP event.
Well, it's so extreme, and no one even knows, like, honestly, I had, I partied. I was a party guy. I partied as a young person, and I partied out. I can't even party anymore, but yeah. I did it so much.
Your card
I never
expired.
Saw PCP. I heard a couple people who said that, did you know Ruben and that these people smoked it or whatever? And you'd be like, what? PCP? Is that even a party drug?
It seems like something that people, it seems like that bath salt thing, like people eating other people's faces and going freaking crazy. Like, oh, well, he was jacked up on PCP. It just seemed like the ultimate don't ever do that drug.
I think that what I remember people saying is that there were some people who had a dipped cigarette.
Oh,
and
it
they
had been
smoked
dipped
it.
In PCP.
That's what I remember hearing.
Yes.
I never saw it. I never touched the stuff. I honestly, what I was going to bring up before I got down this rabbit hole was, I don't even know what that stuff costs. Like comparatively to Coke, is it more or less?
I feel like if I was guessing, I would say it's somehow less than Coke because it feels like something that people who are already just like desperate and crazy would do. Like if you knowing the very few stories I've ever heard about like real life angel dust experiences, if anybody ever offered me that, even in my worst days, I feel like I would have said, no, thanks. I already know I'm going to feel incredibly guilty about whatever it is I'm up to now.
So what you're saying is when you show up at the dealer with $2, he's like, I've got two things for you. You can buy this janky old PCP or I can just punch you in the face.
Right.
Which one do you want to take?
$2 either way. Just give me the $2 now because one of these is happening. So, all right, here's the more information. So,
by the way, the texters are following me and Bryn. They all say, we thought she meant the original Titanic, too.
You guys need to clean your ears up. So, anyway.
Yeah, everybody in the world except
everybody
but me. But I am looking at the story. So, here's some more information is due to come out now. Apparently, Nova Scotia, which doesn't make the news every day, Nova Scotia's Information and Privacy Commissioner has ordered police to unredact at least some of their reports on this investigation, which, by the way, they closed this investigation as to who put the angel dust in the clam chowder back in 1999. They say the censors had been overzealous in their efforts to hide information. It's a publicly available record, including third-party accounts of the events that occurred. They say that this night was wild. Like, they're talking about a conga line of people who are all just wasted on PCP. They're a crew. Everyone's holding onto the person in front of them so that they can sort of stay on track as they're going into medical and getting treatment for this thing. A highly vocal conga line, they call it here. People are moaning and crying, wailing, collapsed on tables and gurneys. The doctor on set is leading a number of crew down the hall in a conga line. You can't make this stuff up. They're saying here. This is James Cameron saying that was a quote from James Cameron. So it looks like maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. Otherwise, I just thought to myself, oh, that's right. I do remember hearing about that. And I wonder if like it's just sort of escaped the collective consciousness. Like I had to be, I'm reading it going, oh, yeah, I do remember hearing about this.
I have a hard time believing that there weren't major lawsuits. I know we're joking and, you know, it's funny, but in reality, that's a poisoning. And that is so, I take that so seriously. And I would absolutely, I'm surprised. Why aren't there lawsuits from people who got dosed saying, I'm suing the production company?
Yeah,
I was working, I was fed something that was drugged, and I went through hell.
It actually does sound like they went through quite an investigation. Like they have tons of accounts from all these different people. A lot of them are redacted. I don't know, Vin. That's actually an absolutely valid question. Why didn't we hear about this just because everyone was suing
else? Exactly. You eat what's put in front of you on a set like that because you're on a closed set.
They never named a culprit.
You're not allowed off campus when you're in the middle of a work day on a film, you know, set. You eat what they provide you, and usually the food is really good.
Yeah. Yep.
Top notch.
Right. movie set catering, especially on a movie set like a James Cameron movie set. I mean, he had still done Terminator movies, even though, you know, they say it was incredibly expensive to do Titanic. He was like a known, successful director.
It's a big part of the set. It's a major undertaking to have all these people, you know, making a film like that. And you have to have good... it's a thing. It's part of the deal. I don't know. That's crazy.
So, is it possible that it's because it was in Canada that they call it a wild Canadian night? The upshot here is that somebody who is, you know, doing their online sleuthing, I guess, maybe they have a podcast called What the Hell Happened That Night in Canada. They have filed their petitioning for more information. And so the Canadian police are like, you're right. We should actually allow this. So maybe we'll get more info. I don't know.
Oh, what would possess someone to do that to everybody unless they hated?
Right.
That sounds like a childish, I'll get you. Show you, James Cameron.
Yeah, and you know, you actually, was it you who made the point or was it Bryn? It's like, drugs are not free, and usually druggies want their drugs. They don't share them with everyone.
Yeah, Vinny made that point, but I was saying, you know, movie star money. You know, who knows? Yeah,
maybe.
Well, money is the least of it. It's really, that is a poisoning. That is someone, that's like a revenge plot kind of thing. That's not a, you know, even spiking the punch now.
That's
be so pissed off if someone, you know, spiked my drink because I don't drink and cannot have that.
Right.
And so that would really be a problem for me. I just don't think you can get away with that at all. Right. Anything, even alcohol. Like, you know, the famous story is someone spiked the punch at the dance. All right. You know, kids. They're the worst. Who's drinking the punch anyway? But
everyone's drinking it. They just found out it was spiked. So they're
right. Well, that's why. But I mean, you know, but food for grown-ups on a work set?
On a workplace. I mean, that's like, honestly, how awful. I'm not surprised James Cameron started making himself barf. You might do that. You see everybody going down around you and you're like, oh my God, what have I put in my body?
But the thing that makes me suspect about this story is the way they're describing it as a conga line. Either they're sick or they're not. What is this conga line thing?
They're wailing and crying and freaking out and holding on to each other as they're being taken one by one into... Here's the thing. This story has been told a bunch of times by Bill Paxton and James Cameron and others from the cast and crew. Like, they were telling this story on the talk show circuit. So it's either... I mean, I actually feel like you wouldn't make this up, right? Because it's like you said, you'd be opening yourself up to a million lawsuits and everyone would have to corroborate this. And I mean, so if we assume that it's true, like why didn't this production get its pantsuit off? It's crazy.
Did they?
I guess no, not there is zero mention of that, and nobody shut the F up about it either. They were talking about this as a ha 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 story about the making of Titanic on the talk show circuit. Incredible.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice. That's hot. Yeah, it is. It's Alice at 97.3. Glad your mama made you. Happy Monday, you guys. Yay! Listen, this is great news. And by listen, I mean listen to Jane today, 5:05, and all this week because she's got Benson Boone tickets. Yes! She'll give you a keyword. You text it back to us at 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Benson Boone on May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is a true gem of the Bay Area. This premier community bank is opening a new flagship branch in Fremont and celebrating its diamond anniversary of 60 years as an independent, family-owned bank. Fremont Bank proves that when you put people first, our whole community thrives. Visit one of its 20-plus Bay Area locations or go to FremontBank.com to learn more. All right, here's what's happening. It's first and foremost, tax day.
Yay!
Dun, dun, dun! More on that in a bit. Partly cloudy today with cool temperatures. It's actually, in my opinion, what you want. It's like just over into the 60s.
Yep.
Then so not too hot. Nice day ahead.
Yeah, it's fine. Like when we're in summer, like let it get hot. But I'm with you. I don't want to go from winter to summer.
Right. I like it. I like a cool day.
Give me a transition. Right. Nice day.
I don't know why you haven't brought up your Coachella adventures yet, but I know the party people were out this weekend at Coachella, so...
Oh, at 8 o'clock, I have a whole expose about Coachella and all the hopping.
Oh, I can't wait.
And all the, oh, yeah, no, it's just great, Vinny. Wow, wow, wow. Technical difficulties, humping. They really have it all there at Coachella.
Oh, I love hearing about the party people.
Yeah, picking people up and holding them up really high, you know, with no problem. Just picking them right up. Okay, I really, whew, mwah, it's going to be a good one.
Are we talking about?
Talking about all the people, the party people, the Tays, the Justin Bays, the Hoochie Coochie Grimes, the lip syncers.
Oh.
The drink syncers.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I got
for the expose.
Yeah, it's not,
on
it's actually
Coachella.
Not that impressive, but it is a little bit of a roundup.
All right, sounds good. I can't
sure.
Wait.
Yeah, week one, only week one.
Now listen to me.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen to me. You just listen to it. You take it in, and you leave it.
Okay.
Don't ask questions.
Oh, okay.
So don't make predictions. Don't do stuff. Just all leave
right.
it.
I can. Do it.
The NBA playoffs start Tuesday. The Warriors will play that night in Sacramento. It is a must-win game.
Oh.
7 o'clock. One and done. Winner moves on. Don't worry about where to or when or how or what they do. No hands up. Put your hand down. Warriors at Sac. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., winner moves on, loser goes home. Warriors must win tomorrow night at 7. Go Warriors.
She's supporting her hand with the other hand.
I don't hold it. I have strictly forbade you from asking questions. Why are you asking questions? All right, Sarah, your hand is up.
I just want to, is it okay? Can I do the Warriors?
Well, but you know.
Oh, okay. You tell me I'm like, what do I jinx it if I go Warriors?
I don't want predictions because
Warriors.
This is like.
Oh, I have no predictions to make. I'm very excited for the Warriors. I'm used to them being top dogs. I've a lot of faith in the Warriors. Warriors.
Sacramento
Warriors
is good. This is not a gimme, so I'm really nervous. But go Warriors, as you said, tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
I don't know.
Winner moves on. Loser goes on vacation.
Remember when Hooman's friend bought a share of the Sacramento team?
I do.
I have to say. And it wasn't, I mean, he was like guaranteed within 1 year, you know, he turns it around.
Yeah,
I mean,
he made me a bet right there.
Right. I think he won $50 off of
him. $50, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But, I mean, how long did it take? Was it 20 years ago? Like, when? Couldn't have been. But it's been at least 10 years.
Let's see if I can find that.
Maybe it hasn't been 10 years. I don't know. Time is very flexible these days.
You know, that's one of the problems Sacramento's always going to have is it's Sacramento. Mm. There's not a big winning tradition there. So when you're trying to get some veteran who's going to come in and, you know, try to get a ring... And is thinking, I'm at the last 5 years of my career. I want a big payday and I want a team that I can go get a ring with. They go to Boston. They go to the Warriors. There's teams out there that they go to as opposed to going to SAC.
Yeah. Yes, well, if SAC gets some winning seasons, then that might change. That would be.
They're in the playoffs versus us, so I don't even want to... We're still talking about it.
Why are we doing that? Why can't you shut up about it, huh?
Because your hand was up. God.
It was March... No, yeah, April of 2014.
Like 10
that's
years
when
ago.
That's prediction was
exactly
made.
Exactly 10 years ago.
Oh.
Well, it took 10 years. He was on the right track. It took him 10 years.
Today is tax day. The average person spent 8 hours stressing instead of just doing them. I've stressed about taxes way more than 8 hours.
Yeah, 8 hours feels like an easy thing.
That's that cloud that kind of hangs over until they're damn done and the check is written. It just hangs.
It does. And I spend all year collecting all the stuff I need for it and making notes and just have, you know, that file and the whole just... Oh, taxes, F off. I just, oy. So glad they're behind me for the year.
They do say here, delaying it only, and I agree with this, that's why I try to get it over as soon as possible. The fact of the matter is, we are actually paying ours today.
Oh, boy.
This, which is not the way I want to do this ever, but it's the way it's happening this year, and man. There's been extra.
You usually are definitely on more on the ball than that. I'm surprised to hear you left this long.
Well, we work as a partner, as a team, as a family, and I can't always push my way on others. Mm. Doesn't always go that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that there's things you can win.
Pick your battles.
Yeah. So we pay today. Tax day, everyone.
Yay!
Woof. Okay. New research shows that the average American kid gets bored in how many minutes, Sarah?
1 minute.
No, it's 33.
That's it? That much?
I say it's less. I agree with you that I can see there are things. I'll give you an example.
Please.
If I sit down with my kids and color with them, they'll do it. They'll hang and color. If I throw the crayons and the books down and say, just color. You love to color. Just color. And then I walk away, they also will be
Well, what are you doing?
Walking around the house within 5 minutes going, I'm bored. Well, you weren't there. What am I? I have to be the Julie McCoy here and make sure everyone stays on task? Yeah. How about you just color? It's coloring. By the way.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I bought coloring books for my kids for the flight home from Hawaii.
Oh, and how did that go?
Well, I'll tell you how it went. I colored for about 3 hours by myself before they noticed, because I had to sit away from them. There were three seats together and then one separate.
Mm.
And I got the sucker seat. So they're sitting there, you know, looking at movies or whatever, and I'm just coloring. It was glorious. It helped me kill so much time, and I just sat there and colored until one of them saw me and went,
dad's color. Hey, I want a color.
And I had, you know, there's only one set of crayons and one. I went, all right, here.
I'm speechless.
Why?
You were coloring on a plane.
I colored on a plane.
For 3 hours.
For hours. It killed most of the time. I didn't watch going or coming. Wait, what? Either way, I didn't watch any movies or anything. I read and I colored.
I mean, do I need to get you some adult coloring books and some kick-ass coloring pencils now?
Because I would
have stoked you up for your birthday so hard if I knew you were actually a coloring enthusiast. You did something, not for your kids, but something that your kids enjoy, but that you clearly also like. You don't do anything you don't want to do.
Right.
Not if you can possibly help
well,
it.
Well, that's not you true. Love I was going to say, I do plenty of stuff I don't want to do. Trust me.
Not if you can help it is what. Yeah, I had to throw right. it in though. Right. Right. So I know you weren't doing it. No one was like, you got to color these books.
No, I loved it. I absolutely was like, I'm going to pull out the coloring books. I'm going to color. And then I just got into it. And then it just, I was doing them. Like,
I wonder what people thought as they walked by and there was a grown man, like a cool dude, just coloring.
What
did your seatmate think?
No one said anything to me. I'll give you this though. The guy next to me, he was a bigger dude, so he was, you know, taking up some space that, you know, he was in my space just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he was as delightful as you would want anyone to be. And I'll give him this. So I guess I got a tiny tank, or I'm looking for any excuse to get up. But yeah. I probably peed twice on the flight.
Yeah. And are you on the aisle seat or are you the window seat?
I'm on the aisle. And I'm actually, that's me showing restraint. Because what I really want to do is pace the aisle like a lunatic.
Like the lady on the way out.
Yes. Right. So anyway, this guy, he had like 3 sodas and a water. Didn't get up once.
Mm.
Just soldiered.
Mm.
I thought, you know, you can get up. And he goes, no, I'm good. And I went, all right. Mm. Like, just didn't. Just held it all. I don't know if he's, you know, killing himself or if he just got this, you know, ability to...
Giant bladder.
Maybe.
Some people do have, like, really exceptional bladder containment. Or just, like, you know, they just... The volume that they can hold is just so much more than anybody else. And then I know people who have a walnut for a bladder. I'm like, really? Again, you have to pee.
Huh. I'm not that guy, but... And I, like I said, I do look for a reason to get up, but...
Yes. Stretch
those legs.
I definitely
was impressed with his ability to, because I definitely didn't have that many drinks.
Oh, right, yeah. I actually try to not drink anything for an hour before I get on a plane, and I pee before I get on. I don't want to use that bathroom. I don't want to get up. I want to fall asleep. I just want to be left alone.
What's the difference?
The difference is I don't want to get up. I just want to be asleep. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to do anything.
You pay for first class, and then you sleep through the trip.
The whole Sounds thing. Good. Flat, by the way. Yeah, I like those. Sleep flat things that they've got now. It's freaking like great. I go right to sleep. So good. Boom. Out.
40% of parents always or often struggle to keep their kids entertained. Hey, that's part of the job.
Do you say 40%?
Like 40%.
I feel like the rest of them are just like, yeah, I'm a super parent. I'm just going to. Like, who doesn't struggle to keep their kids entertained?
Yeah, that is, you're right.
Feels
I'm
low.
Looking at that now and feeling like, how's that not 85?
Or high, right.
89.
That's what I would have guessed. Like, if we minigamed that, I would have been like 99.999%.
This is possible, though.
All right.
The average kid spends 13 hours in front of a screen per week. And maybe that's why they're not struggling. Low. The parent goes, you know what? You love YouTube. Here.
Right.
Here you go.
Here, 2 hours a day. Just do it.
Cameron was begging for me to download Pokemon Go today or yesterday.
Did you?
No.
Why?
Why not? Well, because it's a phone. It's a screen.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're out here with your friends, and her friends play it sometimes, and I'm like, all right, let's go home.
Oh, they're all playing phone games.
Only
Got it.
Some of them are. So right. You see 3 or 4 kids crowded around one phone that one of the parents like.
Oh,
gave
for goodness
in.
Sakes.
So I'm like, nah, man, let's go home. And then she'll stop playing. I'm like, go play with those. Like, go look at the ants on the ground right there. And some of those kids are.
Lay down in the grass. Part the grass and look at the ground. See, there's all kinds of stuff happening.
Oh, look at the roly-polies. The roly-polies got in the little ball. I like that. I like watching that.
Right. That's great. Walks in the woods. Go on. That's fun.
Anything but the screen. Come on.
Boy, the struggles. I did not have to struggle with that when my kids were little. The smartphone did not exist until Sean was at least 6 or 7 years old. Oh, what a struggle that must be. Mm-hmm. Because now, I mean, everyone's just on it. And that's the thing. You stop struggling. You hit 15, 16, I'm sure people are just like, yeah, leave me alone. I'm on my phone for the rest of my life. Thank you.
And everybody's got them, too.
Of course.
It's hard to be the one parent that doesn't allow.
You're the jerk. You're a real
jerk.
I like it, Bryn. Good job.
Thanks.
You're a good dad.
I don't know. I don't know if she'll say the same. Worst dad ever.
Stop us. Roly-poey. She knows about roly-poeys.
Yeah, she does.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Then I love adult coloring books, says 650. These were just coloring books.
Yeah, I'm going to get you some good coloring books and some really good pencils.
Fine?
No, not fine enough.
I got a Pixar one. So it was all the Pixar.
That's pretty good.
Cartoons. Like a bunch of different Pixar movies. Mm. I was in. Loved it. Sarah, did you watch Fallout?
I did. Watch Fallout.
What is that?
Four episodes deep, maybe.
Are you going to tell us next hour?
Yeah. No. I was telling you about it last Friday. I read this synopsis about it. It's another one of these video game remakes. And I told John about it. And he and Riley started. They're like, oh, my God. We play that. We love that game. It's like this weird, quirky nuclear disaster happens in the 50s. And now it's 200 years later. And this is the world that these people are living in. And it's weird and quirky and post-apocalyptic, but also kind of fun and zombies. And it's just, I really liked it. Fallout. It's on maybe Amazon Prime, I think.
You said all right.
It is a series, yeah. Huh. It's good.
Yeah, I saw an ad for it, and then it went Amazon, and I went, oh, I don't have that.
Of course you do.
I mean, I do, but I don't.
But you do, though.
I know, but I got to ask for the code, and it's a whole thing, and I just...
Oh,
I see, I was looking at a movie called Fallout, starring Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, no, it's not that
This
one.
Is the one with the guy who's missing his nose, and there's a bunch of different characters that look... Okay, that's, like, I saw the ad, and was like,
mutation guy.
Right. I think I'll watch that.
It's fun. It has, like, in its own weird way, it has, like, a Wes Anderson feel to it. Like, it has that kind of quirkiness to it. But it's also kind of this hardcore story about, like, the world sucks now. It's crazy. Everything's mutated. And fun.
408 says, I'm in Denver listening to you guys on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey app. Come on, guys. Get that Odyssey app. AUDACY. It's a free download. Sign yourself up. All kinds of benefits to being on the Odyssey app. Listen to us on Odyssey.
Odyssey. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
3 months is long enough. And words of wisdom from an unexpected source.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.